Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Wild 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
Shout out to Wild 7 Studios. That's my new little bumper there. They host Simpin' After Dark every weekend, so go give them a follow. But now, this is another episode of Simpin' After Dark with your girl Ashley Mendoza. And today I got some special guests, just like I let you guys know last time. We have a reoccurring guest.
Hi, Alexa Morales.
Part of Nightshade Collective. And...
hey, it's Crystal Navarro.
One of my friends. They're both my friends. Alexa's my cousin. Crystal's my friend. And I'm very excited today's episode. We are talking about friendships. As you guys know, Simpin' After Dark is a podcast all about relationships. Mostly, I do talk about romantic relationships. I talk about music, so don't worry. I got a song, as always. But today is all about friends. It, of course, is going to involve all types of relationships, but that is the focus for today. So if you got some shit going on and you need to hear some wise words, tune in. You know, it's me with all the motherfucking wisdom. I am a love guru professional. Just kidding. I've been wanting to say people.
She is though.
I just want to make a disclaimer. I am nobody. I'm just me. My experience is my experience. Don't ever take anything I say as like the end all be all of all advice. It's all my advice is based on my own experience. I've had people message me saying that they are going to break up with their boyfriend now because of what I said. And I'm all for that. Like, you should please break up with your boyfriend. But don't just because of what I said. Like, I feel like if you're going to break up with your boyfriend based on what I said, that's something you were already going to do. I'm proud of you.
You were just that little push.
Yeah, know? Sometimes people need a push, you know? And I'm glad that I can say things that make people do things that they need to do.
Yes, the voice of reason.
Thank you. So today, we're going to do a little throwback. We're going to do some Destiny's Child. Actually, one of you guys... it in the mix. I was talking to you guys today.
Yes. It was Rex.
Yes. I was like, I know I want to talk about friends, but what song should we do? It was actually kind of hard finding songs about just like friendships.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It really
I feel
was.
Like a lot of R&B songs are just about love or breakups or just wanting someone, but it's never about friends or
yeah
friendship.
I true. Thought there would be more, but I don't know. I feel like I've talked about friendships on an episode before, but I forgot what the song was. I don't think I've ever had a song that like the sole context is just about friendships.
Yeah,
like other options, April had like thrown out Spice Girls, like Wannabe, but it's not too R&B. So I was like, maybe one day I am down to do some off genre stuff. But today, I thought Destiny's Child would be perfect. So that was a good suggestion. Yes. Mm-hmm. I guess we can go ahead and play a clip. The name of the song is Girl.
Girl, I can tell you've been crying and you're needing somebody to talk to. Girl, I can tell he's been lying and pretending that he's faithful and he loves you. Girl, you don't have to be hiding. Don't you be ashamed to say he hurt you. I'm your girl. You're my girl. We're your girls.
won't you know that we love you? See what y'all don't know about him is I can't let him go because he needs me. And it really him is stress from his job, and I ain't making it easy.
Aww.
Me pretending I still know the lyrics, I'm like,
same. I'm just like, girl. That's the only one I know. But that was like a little bop. I think this came out in 2004. I was just looking right now when I was looking up the lyrics, which is pretty crazy.
Not to out us, but how old were we in 2004?
I
know.
I was just trying to do the math. Okay. I'm born in 91. So
you were in eighth grade.
We were 13. Right?
I was like 9 years old. I was in second grade, I feel like.
How old?
Or maybe in third grade. I was 9.
Yeah, so Crystal is a little bit younger than us. She's a little baby friend.
But she's so fucking wise.
Wise as fuck. Crystal is a Capricorn, by the way. So we do have another Earth baby. I'm a Virgo, yes. If you don't know. And Alexa is a Leo.
Yeah.
Yes. So also real quick, welcome all the new followers, all the new listeners. Shout out to you. I'm excited to have new listeners. Sometimes I forget that I'm like talking to new people and I assume everybody just like knows everything. So if you haven't before, Alexa is part of Nightshade. She's my cousin. We did an episode on astrology and then we did another episode on like Malcolm and Marie, a movie. And I forgot what song, but this is Alexa's third time on, right?
Yes. Temptation Ravina.
Oh, yes. That's what it was.
Yeah. So this is my third time and I'm so excited to be back. This topic is just like.
Yes, I knew Perfect. It would be so good because, like, she's my cousin and my friend. And then Crystal is my friend. This is her first time on. Mm-hmm. So welcome to the podcast, Crystal.
I was so excited when you were like, we have to do it. Like, yes. Crystal.
Right? Because I was like, Crystal, you're going to be in town. We have to do it. Alexa, come on. I know you get nervous. I didn't want Crystal to be nervous. I was like, let's all three do it together. So I just looked up the music video earlier because I was just trying to get familiar with the song again. And you guys were just like off talking, but like I had a knot in my throat. This is like such a cute song. It's really good. And I was reading on like the Genius website that actually Beyonce and Michelle, I think, wrote it for Kelly.
Oh, wow. Because
she was going through a like abusive relationship.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that I like read that and then I watched the video and I was like, oh my God, just like listening to the lyrics. Like that's just like really touching. Yeah. So let's hop into these lyrics and cry. So it starts with Beyonce. She says, take a minute, girl. Come sit down and tell us what's been happening. In your face, I can see the pain. Don't you try to convince us that you're happy. We've seen this all before. Brothers taking advantage of the passion because we've come too far for you to feel alone. You don't let him walk over your heart, I'm telling you.
Girl.
Yeah, so like in the video, they're all like meeting up at a restaurant to like talk about everything. Yeah. And it just feels so familiar as like women like just being there for each other, like being like, all right, let's talk, kind of having like a little mini intervention or whatever. It just feels like all too familiar. So I was like, this is fucking cute.
It's like, perfect too, because I think in our group of friends, like we've all just like the way we found each other is so perfect. And I know that some of us were kind of going through heartbreak, you know, kind of going through this. And it's just, we were all kind of just like there for each other. We helped each other get through this, like.
Yeah, that's why it's so like relatable. You know? Definitely. I feel like we've all seen each other like go through shit, like with different partners and just have like been there for each other through all of it, like no matter what. And that's what like this song is, like they said it's like Kelly had a abusive relationship and it's just like they just made her feel like, girl, come on, what the fuck. Like we're here for you, like let's talk about it, you don't gotta hide it. And like that's like one of like the next like lyrics. So
yes, sounds so familiar.
Right,
we like, just have to be more open so about these things. And I love, that's why I love this song so much. Like really, sometimes we just have to be like, for real, like stop. We have to stop beating around the bush and just, what the fuck? Like, what is happening? Like, I can, literally the lyrics, like, I can see that you're not fucking happy. Like, let
right?
me know.
Like, you got to remind our girls.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. You
need to remind them.
The chorus says, girl, I can tell you've been crying and you needing somebody to talk to. Girl, I can tell he's been lying and pretending that he's faithful and he loves you. Girl, you don't have to be hiding. Don't you be ashamed to say he hurt you. I'm your girl. You're my girl. We're your girls. Don't you know that we love you? That's when I was like, oh, that's so cute. Like, why is that so sweet? Like, I'm just emotional as fuck right now, you know? I feel like for me personally, I'm like a person that likes to keep a lot of shit to myself and like not open up. I was gonna say, I feel like you're the same, Crystal.
I am.
It's hard to open up
emotions. I just like don't. I'm just not good at expressing emotions to other people, and I don't want to burden people with my problems.
Yeah.
So I just like to keep it to myself and just write it out. Yeah. When in reality, it's probably easier to just like talk about it with someone.
Yeah, because you know you don't need to do that. But I think just like, you always feel like that lyric is like perfect where she's saying like, don't you be ashamed to say he hurt you. Like for some reason, people feel shameful to like express that they've like had their heart broken, or that like their boyfriend did something shitty to them or said something mean, or just like that they're hurt. Like, why do we feel fucking like embarrassed about that? Like, that's not our fault. Like, emotions aren't anything that you need to hide or be ashamed about, you know?
Personally, from my experience, usually when I feel ashamed or like just I don't want to burden people with like my relationship problems, because sometimes it's just like repeated patterns, and I just feel like it's a broken record really, and I don't want to. But really, your friends are going to be there for you. Like, if they're really your friends, like, it doesn't fucking matter, you know?
Yeah.
So
like, if they make you feel like any type of way about like bringing up the same issue again, like, that's not your friend. And then like, there's always like the need to like, I guess, differentiate. Like, sometimes people feel like you shouldn't burden people with your problems if you don't know if they're like at a capacity to take that. Like, there was this whole phase on Twitter where there was this thing, I don't know if you remember, Crystal, you're on Twitter, where there was like this whole like fucking copy pasta where it's like, this is what you could like send to somebody when they try to unload their emotions on you and you're just like not like ready in the moment. And it was like some like formal ass like fucking office like reply shit where it was like, I'm sorry, I am not at a capacity to like listen to your feelings right now. Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but God. I can totally imagine people on Twitter being like, say this shit, and it's all formal as fuck. It's
like, yeah. Like, why would you say this to your friends? Like,
yeah.
Imagine like freaking you hit me up trying to like tell me about something and I'm like, I'm sorry, Crystal, I am just not at a capacity to handle your emotions right now. That's fucked up.
Right.
That's so fucked up.
I feel like the way you would say it is just like, hey dude, I'm sorry, like, I'm just not ready to, you know, to listen to this, or, you know, something along the lines.
There are so many better ways.
Yeah.
And that's the shitty part about social media, is that there are some dumb ass people out there that will take that shit and literally fucking just copy and paste it to their fucking homies. Like, please up your critical thinking.
Lazy.
Your reading comprehension skills. Like, that is a big pet peeve of mine. Reading comprehension.
Virgo.
Everybody. Up your motherfucking game, please. Yeah. Like, don't, like, make it sound nicer. Like, you should never make your friend feel bad for, like, sharing that they're going through something. If it's the same thing over and over, I get that that could be exhausting. And that's the same reason we feel like we are being exhausting to our friends. Because we get it. But at the end of the day, your real friend is never going to, like, make you feel bad for bringing up that issue. Like, if you're going through it, you're my girl, I'm your girl.
Let me know, please.
Mm-hmm. All right?
Don't be afraid to come to May, to us. Like, we can get through this.
Talk about it. All right, so verse 2, we got Kelly. So now it's like Kelly's point of view. She's like the friend that's like going through it. She says, see, what y'all don't know about him is I can't let him go because he needs me. It ain't really him. It's stress from his job, and I ain't making it easy.
Look at her making excuses.
I feel like when we're attached to someone and we really want to be with them, we kind of just make excuses on why we should keep them
for all their behavior.
Yeah, exactly. And in reality, we really shouldn't be with them in the first place.
I think when you're making the excuses, it's because like you're not ready to let it go, so you're just like, you know what, I'll keep making excuses for now,
right? And there's definitely still hope in there, just like holding on.
Yeah, like, yeah, maybe they'll change,
right?
Or like when you don't want to tell your family or maybe friends honestly what's going on, because even though I don't know, just you don't want it to be real. Like, you don't want to let them know, because then if I let them know, like, oh my God, I'm fucking done this time, like, I can't do this, and you end up looking stupid going back to them, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
So it's because, like, you know you're not actually done, so you're just like, I don't need to tell anybody I'm done if I'm not done. Like, you know?
Exactly.
When it's done, they'll know.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So then she says, I know you see him bugging most of the time, but I know deep inside he don't mean it. It gets hard sometimes, but I need my man. I don't think y'all understand, I'm telling you. So it is, it's like a mutual thing. Like, he needs her, and like, she kind of like feels that she needs to be there for him. And like, girls do, I think, feel that burden more than men. Like, I think a lot of times, I was just reading something about how it's a very common thing in like straight relationships with like a guy and a girl, where like, the women end up doing so much more labor for like the man than they end up doing. Like, you always like hear about like girls helping their boyfriends fill out their tax forms or like apply for jobs or do all these things that kind of like a child would ask help for from their parents.
And usually the women are in charge of like paying all the bills.
Yeah. You know? Like they just take on this like secretary role or like mom role just like automatically. It's weird. So I don't know. I think that's what she feels like. He needs me. Like, he's going through it with his job. Like, I need to be there for him. And like, really, he's taking advantage, because like in the video, like, I think Michelle like catches him out with another bitch. Obviously, he's a fucking asshole. Yeah.
Yeah. And you mentioned it in your last episode too, just about how women are already more nurturing. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh.
Yep. So this is definitely a case where it's like she loves him obviously way more than he loves her.
Yeah.
And that's why it's not working, because he takes her for granted. Because if she was doing all this for him, then like, you would think that he loves her more, but that's not always the case.
Yeah.
So chorus again. And then, so then we get to Michelle and everybody together just saying, girl, take a good look at yourself. He got you going through hell. We ain't never seen you down like this. What you mean you don't need us to help? We know each other too well. Girl, you're my girl. We're your girls. Don't you know that we love you? So just being all fucking cute again. Like, stop making excuses, basically. So,
Have you guys ever had like a friend that has been through an abusive relationship, or like has kind of been through it in that way?
Not physically, I don't think.
I don't think so. I think it's just all been emotionally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
common as fuck.
I know. Sad. And I feel like sometimes maybe you don't even know, because like, for some reason, like, women feel ashamed in like abusive relationships and don't even want to talk about it. So like, maybe we have.
That's true. Who knows? That's true. We do have a big group of girls, but I feel like they're all very
kill someone.
Straight up. But I don't know. You just don't know.
I know. It's so sad. Like, and that's why you need to like create like just like an environment. And like, I mentioned it in like one of my previous episodes, just how I'm so grateful to have like a great big group of girls. Like, it's not just like a few of us, it's like a bunch of us. So like, we can all confide in each other. Like, we all have so many different perspectives and just experiences. So that's like a great thing, I think, for like women not having to go through these things alone. Cause like, maybe you don't feel like you can confide in this person because they don't really go through the same things as you. Maybe you can confide in this person. Like, maybe, you know, like, some people have different mentalities, and you can just.
No, absolutely. And I feel like you guys are definitely my safe space, you know, like, apart from my partner, like, that is just, I think you've mentioned it before in a previous episode, where your partner doesn't have to be like necessarily your soulmate or like your only love, really. Like, because your friends, I honestly agree with you. Where yeah. It's like, I really believe my friends are my soulmates, mm-hmm. you know?
And I agree.
They kind of fill in like different parts of.
When I picture like really being old, like I just want to be old with like my old lady friends.
Yes. You know? In a little home together.
Yes. Nursing home together.
Yes.
That's happily ever after.
Honestly, like I wouldn't mind. Like I'm going to tell my kids, my future kids, like take me to this home. My friends are there. My girls are there. I'll be good. Like don't even worry about it. I don't want to burden you. Like I'm good.
I'll have fun anywhere.
Our kids only have to. Or check up on us.
Seriously, like, we're covered.
You don't live your life, children.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly, yes. So that's pretty much the song. And, like, that was, like, a really good song choice. So I'm glad, like, we got to talk about that because so many people have experiences. I talk about my own experiences, but, like, it's these things that so many women go through and it's just important to talk about, you know?
Yeah. Agreed.
Yes. So, I do got some tweets, though. And then we gonna get into friendships. Because that's just one facet of it, you know? There's so much to talk about with friends. Why are you breathing so hard?
Because I'm excited.
Okay, so from Twitter, @JazzTheMilf, okay, said, I'm the best person to have a falling out with because I'll literally never talk to you again. Don't worry. Crying, laughing face emoji.
I love that.
Same.
I love that. I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's different types of friends, and I just have felt like, and I'm not saying this is a good thing at all, but, like, I'm, like, that friend that's just so comfortable being alone, and, like, unless you reach out to me, like, I will fade away into the darkness. Unless you're like, Ashley, where are you? You want to hang out? Then I'm like running back like yes. But like it's the same for me, like if there's like a falling out, like if you and like gotta differentiate because I'm also a very forgiving person.
Like, you are.
If you are like I'm just understanding, and I think if you just are a person that has been through a lot, you are understanding of a lot of things. So, like, if you were, like, this happened, I apologize. Like, it could be pretty much anything. And I try to have the same grace for my man as I have my girls. And, like, I have let some men slip with some shit. So, trust me, I am forgiving.
Mm-hmm. I think when we're in a falling out with someone, for me at least, it goes to a certain point where it's like, okay, like, I can't handle this anymore. And...
like, after like having multiple falling outs, or, like, if it's even, like, the
I
first one?
I think it's, like, multiple occurrences where, you know, one person is, like, not understanding, or one person is not listening, or one person is just, like, not being empathetic whatsoever. It comes to a point where I just need to remove that person from my life because I feel like their energy doesn't match mine. So,
yeah,
at that point, I'm just, like, I'm okay if we're not friends anymore because there's a reason why I'm removing you out of my life.
Yeah, because you value, like, your peace more than anything. And, like, there can be toxic so friendships important. Just like toxic romantic relationships.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, sometimes you got to cut a bitch off if you have
Up. I think, like, sometimes you just got to, like, snip off the leaves, you know? Like, the dead leaves or else it's just going to all spread.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's like...
trim the bush.
Just got to fucking do that. Trim the bush. Like... trim the bush.
No, yeah, that definitely makes sense. It's like, I don't know, weeds? I have no idea. No, but yeah, so I'll forgive anything. But like, if you're not even going to say sorry or if you're going to do some dumb shit, like, I'm not even going to give a single fuck to try to figure out why did that. I'm just like, okay, bye, have fun.
Have you guys been in a situation where you had to tell a friend that you couldn't see them anymore or you didn't want to talk to them anymore?
Like an official friend breakup?
Like official friend breakup.
Ooh, I never have. No, literally all my... Let me just say the next tweet because this is like perfect. @YanniKior with a K. Any bitch I stopped talking to did some weirdo shit and I'm at the age where I don't give a fuck about a friend. I've always been at the age where I don't give a fuck about a friend. 8, 9, 10, 17, 21, 25. Like, I don't care. Like, if you do some shit, like, I'm not even going to talk to you about it. I'm just not going to fucking talk to you. That's it. So I've never had an official breakup where it's like a sit down. Like, I've never felt the need to like have to reach out.
I just ghost. I like that.
Ghost.
I like that. I wish I was like that, honestly.
I'm not saying it's a good thing.
Where you want to ghost.
I wish I could just ghost and not give a like not care, honestly, because I think at the end of the day, that's what's best for you. And I think that's all that should matter at that point.
Like, I think if you know, like, someone's, you know,
not good for you.
Exactly.
That's it. And that's how it should be. But I have such a bit, like, I'm also very forgiving. Like, I've had one maybe like friendship breakup, and it was, I felt horrible because I think I did end up ghosting her. Like, she said her closure, she said her piece, and I accepted. I completely was like, I understand, like, thank you. And I just still knew to just like, it's not going to work out still though, you know, and I just chose to leave that behind. But it's hard. I feel like it's so hard.
Was it like a sit down? Like,
it was a straight up sit down,
like face to face.
Face to face.
Dude, you are so brave. And you are so about communication. And I respect that. I respect that because I'm not.
I was talking to some of the girls, kind of like off, going off topic a little. Like, communication is so fucking important to me because that's something that I needed growing up. And that's just, I think that's honestly why. Like,
that makes sense.
So important to me.
I feel the same way. I feel like I've been in two instances where I had a friendship breakup and I actually sat with the person and told them how I felt. And then a month later, I had another like friendship breakup where I just stopped talking to that person. But with the latter situation, I feel like I wish I had talked to that person only because we've been friends for so long.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It kind of just feels fucked up, like the way that we kind of faded out and just like don't talk to each other anymore. And just, you know, all of that, all of those memories and, you know, all the time spent together, it kind of just, it's like it didn't matter anymore, when it still kind of just, it matters to me. And I obviously miss, you know, hanging out with that person and those memories. But obviously, you know, as we grow up, we kind of grow out of each other. And unfortunately, it just came to the point where, you know, I feel like I told them how I felt multiple times, but, you know, it came to that point where they just weren't listening. So I just had to just back off a little.
I think you feel disrespected at that point when you have to say it over and over.
Right. Yeah. But I still feel like, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like I should just tell them how I ultimately felt like and just, you know, kind of set that boundary where I just told them, like, hey, like, I don't think we should be friends anymore because, you know, we've outgrown each other and, you know, we have different understandings, different perspectives on, you know, how we treat friendships. And
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm selective. For me, like, any time that I've had like a falling out, like, I've never like felt bad about it. Oh my. Okay. Sorry. I thought it wasn't recording. I've never felt bad about it. Like, I've never like been like sad or like regretted it or like wished that it had ended differently or like even like that we talked it out or anything. So I guess I'm also very picky about like my friends, which is another thing I wanted to talk about. Like, for me, I'm not a person that like reaches out to find new friends. I have been so blessed and lucky that usually like I attract the people that I need in my life, and like it always works out for the best. And I've just been so blessed to just have people enter my life through friends of friends or just like people that like are like, hey, and I'm like, friend. But yeah, like I'm so jealous of people that like can make friends. So I don't know. But I think that's why it's so easy for me to like break away from people, like if they do me a certain way, because I'm just like, whatever, bitch, bye.
Yeah, but like you said, I feel like you don't even have to look. Like, they just automatically gravitate towards you, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Gravitate towards my wise good ass friends of friends. So it's like I have a solid friend, and then, like, they all just keep coming because we're all solid. And it's just like we all solid together. We all
need each other.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Do you feel like you guys are that way with, like, making friends? Or because I feel like you guys are more outgoing.
Yeah, I feel like now I'm at the point in my life where I'm just like, no new friends. Like, that's it. Like, these are my girls and that's all I need. you know, but before I was more open to like, I mean, that's how I met Krister, you know, like we used to work at this restaurant back in the day. April and I actually got the job together around the same time, and Crystal got hired along with Scarlett and then Myra. And I don't know, I was just a lot more like social and open back then. And I just, I don't know, like I just introduced myself.
I remember the first time I met you was my first day of work at that restaurant. Aww. And you just came up to me and you're just like, hey, like, what's your name?
Oh my God. See, I'm that fucking worker that just like walks by and stares at the new person. Like, I'm not like that. That's why I'm saying I'm so grateful that like people come into my life.
I'm not like that.
I would
anymore,
be a fucking loner.
I feel like I'm not like that anymore though. But I
feel like you are.
I don't know. I don't know. I know that I've been like that since I was little. Like I remember like going to preschool and just like making like, oh my God, I like your dress. Just like automatically just, you know, making friends that I don't know. Like it's just,
I love that.
I just want to, I don't know, mm-hmm. just connect with people.
A part of me is just like no new friends because obviously I have you guys, my girls.
Yeah. We have so many. It's just,
you yeah.
know. Yeah. And I'm so grateful for that. But I live in a new state and I don't have a lot of friends out there. So mm-hmm. I feel like I need to be that person, you know, to initiate.
It takes a lot.
Something. And yeah. it does take a lot. Yeah. I'm grateful that like with the friends that I have now and, you know, the new state that I'm living in. You know, they're from work and, you know, they're the ones that invite me out and stuff like that. But I also feel like I need to be that person that initiates like the conversation and going out and all of that. But I don't know, making friends as an adult is kind of hard.
Yeah,
it especially, is hard.
Yeah, especially when you're working from home or you're in a set career. It's just, I don't know, it's just like hard to find different types of people to meet.
Yeah, because you're just, like, kind of in a set, like, routine mm-hmm. and environment.
Yeah.
So it is a little hard. Yeah.
Fucking pandemic, too.
Doesn't and a panty, easier, yeah. too.
I know.
For sure.
There have been times where I've thought about just getting a part-time job so I can meet, I don't know, like, younger and cool people that I can go out with.
I'm dead.
Do it.
Like, talk to strangers at least. Because I feel like I'm good at talking to strangers. I guess it depends on the day.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
What about, like, friendships with guys? We're going a little off topic now. I'm talking about, like, straight, freaking heterosexual-ass guys. Do you guys believe that a guy and a girl can be friends?
No. I don't know.
Like, just platonically?
No.
I don't know. I have a lot of guy friends, I feel like, but I don't know if I'm just like really oblivious.
And that's my thing.
Their end, they might, not saying that anyone does, but you know, they might see me differently than how I see them, because all the guy friends that I have, I feel like I relate to them in like a very like brotherly or friendly way, where I just, you know, talk about topics that they're into, like video games or just like tech and stuff like that.
How do you know that they didn't have feelings for you though, secretly?
I don't, because I'm just so oblivious, so I
think
don't
especially
know.
If it's like, if you're in like a male dominated industry, you kind of have to keep that mentality that like not every dude wants to fuck you, because then it's like makes it weird, you know. Mm-hmm. Like where it's like I need to be cool with these people without it being weird. It has to be platonic, like this is my career, so like you just have to like believe that it's possible too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I feel like in a workspace, it's definitely much easier to have that mentality.
But then also there is like, just like, you know, casual friendships, and then like guys or girls that are like, oh, my best friend is the opposite sex. That's where it gets slippery, because I'm talking like, say you have a boyfriend and he has a girl best friend.
Oh, okay, that's what we were like kind of talking about.
I mean, So I mean, whatever. Honestly, whatever, wherever the conversation goes. So like, we can talk about either of those.
Okay,
so
I think single, yes, like yeah, you can. I feel like, you know, but definitely there's gonna be someone that catches feelings always. But I think you can definitely try to have a platonic relationship with the opposite sex. But I mean, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, in general, yeah, you can be cool with guys, like, in the passing. It's not, like, either you don't talk or you want to fuck.
For sure.
Like, there's in between, but.
I think in a relationship, it's just different. Like, if my man was, like, I'm going to go see my best friend who's a fucking girl, that's kind of,
I don't know. I just feel like, for what? Like, why do you need a girl best friend?
Like, you're not his best friend?
Yeah. I don't know. You know? I think it just depends on their dynamic. If that girl is really flirty, then I'd be like, I don't know about her, you know, but if they're
you're so chill, I love you.
I know.
But if they're, you know, just like strictly platonic and they just have the same hobbies or, you know, they see.
What if they have the same hobby, though? Like, what do you hate doing that, like, you wouldn't mind being invited to? Like, if your man had a hobby that him and his girl best friend were into, where you would be like, that's fine.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, you're saying, like, if they have the same hobbies.
Uh-huh.
Like, if, like, would you be cool with them, like, going and hanging out together without inviting you? Because they're like, this is our thing?
I mean, if it's, like, that's their thing, then it's just like, oh, like, am I not invited? But if, you know, if they're just, like, hanging out for the day and they're both into it, I honestly wouldn't mind.
What the hell?
You sound like my little sister, I swear to God. Dude, is that, oh, sorry, I swear to God, I'm so sorry, people who hate astrology. Gemini rising, like my motherfucking little sister. You guys, you fucking remind me so much of her. You guys, really? Are just so chill, are you kidding me?
That's shout wild.
And I feel like that's kind of how April is low-key.
I don't know.
April's like, what?
Your chill is fuck.
Like, I know April's, like, kind of chill, but, like, there's, like, levels.
Yeah.
Like, having, like, a quote-unquote girl best friend that they never see is, like, one thing. But for them, yeah, like, I'm absolutely hanging out with them the whole day. Or, like, we're gonna go out without you. Like, I don't know. I would feel disrespected.
Like,
know.
That's a date at that point.
Like, why wouldn't you want me hold there on for?
If it's apparent that you're not invited, then fuck yeah. I'd be so pissed off. But if they're just hanging out and, you know,
like,
I'm
say they're like,
the
oh, we're going rock climbing. And you're just like,
that's a date.
I hate rock climbing. That's kind of understandable because it's like, well, they knew each other because they used to rock climb and it was platonic. They never fucked. They never mm-mm dated.
Invite me.
That's one thing. But like, if you hate it, like,
if you love it so much, introduce me. Take me. I will be. We can be a try.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, three if you hate it, pod, if right you hate it, like, that's the only thing I would understand. Where like, that's something that they love to do before they met you. So like, they have to keep doing it, and if you hate it so much that you're not willing to go, that's one thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like, if you're not even getting an invited, like, you're not getting an invite.
True. Like, I feel like even as friends, like, you just want to get, like, we have FOMO. We just, even just an invite is like all I want. Yeah. Even if I can't go, just it's just something nice about having an invite, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think yes, definitely.
Yeah, it's hard. And then, oh, go ahead. No, go ahead. Okay. I was just going to say, like, for me, like, the whole, like, best friend of the opposite sex thing is weird to me, I think, just getting older, too. Like, I don't know any grown-ass adults that are married that have best friends of the opposite sex. Like, I never seen my mom. My parents are married, and I've never seen my mom go out with a man without my dad, or my dad go out with my mom without her there. And I would be weirded out if they did that. So for me, I'm like, so it's just once you get married, it's weird. Like, where do we draw the line? Because I just would never be okay with that. Like, yeah. I'm not saying you can't have friends that are girls or talk to girls or look at girls. Like, but why are you calling her your best friend? I thought, like, you're supposed to marry your best friend. Like, you know, that's that romantic shit we talk
exactly
about.
Exactly.
Like, why? Like, if I'm not your best friend, then don't even look at me anymore.
I'm like, what the fuck?
You fucking a bitch.
Exactly. You know, and like you said, it's one thing, like, if they know that, like, knew them before. Like, okay, so my partner is from, his family's from Brazil, and he has many friends who are female out there who are, you know, beautiful-ass fucking women. They're fucking gorgeous, and they're all so sweet. Does he talk to them every day? No. But when we go out there, I want to meet them all. Like, I want to hang out with them. You know, it's just, it's different. Like, it when you have friends of the opposite sex, but like, if you're hanging out with them every day, texting them, making plans, like, that's nah.
Yeah, no. And you absolutely should meet them. Like, if they're like keeping their best friend from you, that's weird. That's weird. That's a little weird.
That's suspicious.
That's suspicious as fuck. Exactly. So I don't know.
I guess, so in conclusion, yes, you can, but don't talk every day.
And just like stop calling them your best friend, yeah, because like I'm gonna be upset because I want to be your best friend.
Exactly.
I'm such a lover that I'm like, my baby, I love you, I'm your best friend, we best friends, we have so much fun together, like why are you calling them your best friend? And that's the issue between platonic friends too, like when two people are best friends, like when they be like, that's your best friend, and you get jealous of the other friends. I feel like definitely it's like a younger mentality, but yeah, like, you know, mm-hmm, that shit, you feel absolutely it, it's, yeah, feelings.
I mean, as you get older, I feel like that term best friend kind of like you don't really say it as
right
much.
It's just like my friend,
my girl,
my girls, yeah. So that's why especially it like turns me off now, because I'm like, bro, I'm pushing 30, why are we calling girls best friends out here, people that are my age? Like it just doesn't make sense to me. No, like for relationships.
Oh, okay.
Opposite sex. I was like, you guys are all my best friends.
Yeah. Like, wait.
So I think that's a pretty good, juicy little segment there, little simping sesh, ladies.
Yes.
Anything else y'all want to chime in on at all with anything? I feel like I got everything off my chest.
Yes. Yeah, same here. It was a nice little venting sesh.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much again for coming on. I appreciate you guys so much. I love talking to you guys. And this was a great song. And of course, y'all are my bitches. So. Love
girls,
talking about shit like this. Yes, forever and ever. So once again, shout out to Wild 7 Studios and Nightshade Collective. Go check out the Debbie and the Devil trailer on YouTube. Shit is wild. It's the greatest, funniest, most hilarious horror comedy, bloody as fuck shit ever. Welcome all the new listeners. Thank you so much, people that have been with me since day one. Stick around, new episodes every single Wednesday. Follow me on Simpin' After Dark, Instagram and TikTok and Twitter. I try to go on there. You know, it's rough out here doing shit by myself, but I'm trying.
I'm doing my best.
Bitch, you are thriving and yes. I love it. Thank you, ladies. I love you. But we'll see you next time. Bye. Oh, yeah. Guys, where do we follow you at?
Follow me on Instagram, Alexa Janelle, double N.
And you can follow me at Crystal Shear with 3 E's.
3 E's, you hear that? My bad, ladies. Yes, go follow them. They're beautiful. We'll see you next time.
Bye.